Kurzweil 1000 version 12. Point installation and new features guide. Point. Copyright information and notices. Point Kurzweil 1000 trademark version 12 installation and new features. Point. Copyright 2009 by Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated, a Cambium Learning Technologies company. All rights reserved. Kurzweil Educational Systems is a registered trademark of and Kurzweil 1000, Kurzweil 3000, Kurzweil 3000 LearnStation, licensed to Go, and PC Virtual Printer are trademarks of Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated. Microsoft, Windows, Windows 2003, Windows Server 2008, Windows Vista, Windows XP and Windows 7 are trademarks or registered trademarks of Microsoft Corporation in the United States and or other countries. Fine Reader and Fine Engine are trademarks of Avaya USA Software House, Incorporated. Voice Text is copyright 2002 and 2003 Findeo Speech Software, Incorporated. All other product or brand names are trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Component Acknowledgements, the American Heritage Registered Dictionary of the English Language, 4th edition. Copyright 2000 by Houghton Mifflin Company. Published by the Houghton Mifflin Company. No part of this database may be reproduced or otherwise used without prior written permission from the publisher, unless such use is expressly permitted by applicable law. Words are included in this dictionary on the basis of their usage. Words that are known to have current trademark registration are shown with an initial capital and are also identified as trademarks. No investigation has been made of common law trademark rights in any word. The inclusion of any word in this dictionary is not, however, an expression of the publisher's opinion as to whether or not it is subject to proprietary rights, nor is it to be regarded as affecting the validity of any trademark. American Heritage Registered is a registered trademark of Forbes Incorporated. Its use is pursuant to a license agreement with Forbes Incorporated. Point Rajat quote S. Second, the new thesaurus, 3rd edition by the editors of the American Heritage Registered Dictionaries. Copyright 1995 by Houghton Mifflin Company. Published by Houghton Mifflin Company. No part of this database may be reproduced or otherwise used without prior written permission from the publisher, unless such use is expressly permitted by applicable law. No investigation has been made of common law trademark rights in any word. Words that are known to have current trademark registration are shown with an initial capital and are also identified as trademarks. The inclusion or exclusion of any word, or its capitalization in this dictionary is not, however, an expression of the publisher's opinion as to whether or not it is subject to proprietary rights, nor is it to be regarded as affecting the validity of any trademark. Concise Oxford English Dictionary 11th edition ISBN 0198608640 Copyright Oxford University Press 2004. Additional product components are licensed from Benetech Information Systems, Incorporated. Direct Time Stretch / Pitch Point Shift Technology Copyright Stephen M. Brunsky, Nuance Communications, Incorporated. Kurzweil Educational Systems, Incorporated. A Cambium Learning Company. Point 100 Crosby Drive. Bedford, Massachusetts 01730. Area code 781276000 worldwidewebkurzweileater.com. Point. Table of contents, chapter 1, installation and registration 1. What quote S in the product package. 1. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12.6. Point chapter 2, tips for new users 19. Keepit or menu. 19. Using the numeric keypad 20. Finding help and information 23. Point chapter 3, version 12 new features 25. Point additional changes and enhancements 30, Kurzweil 1000 reference guide 1, 2, point 1 point installation and registration, this section covers the product package, the software and hardware requirement, and installation for Kurzweil 1000 trademark, point what quote S in the product package, point the following is a general list of contents, the items you receive may be a subset of this list, and may depend on whether you are a new customer or an upgrade customer, and may depend on which version you are upgrading from, point. Bullet the Kurzweil 1000 software CDs, which includes the American Heritage Dictionary pronunciation WAV files, as well as a set of documentation in multiple file formats. Bullet the Kurzweil 1000 quick reference. Bullet the Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features guide. Bullet the Neo Speech Voice Text CD. Bullet the classic literature CD and guide. Point. Bullet possibly a certificate of ownership bearing the serial number for the product. Point. Point Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 1. What's in the product package. Point. Point you can call Kurzweil Educational Systems customer service to request any of the guides, if they are not included in your package. The number is 1-800-894-5374. Please listen for and press the extension number for customer service. Point some of the print material is available in other file formats such as MP3 from worldwideweb.kurzweileater.com. There is a Kurzweil 1000 Braille guide for Braille users, which is also available upon request. Point 2. Point Part 1. Installation, minimum software and hardware requirements. Point. Bullet processor, 1 GHz or faster. For voice text, a minimum of 700 MHz is required. Point. Bullet memory, minimum 1 GB of RAM, 32-bit, or 2 GB RAM, 64-bit. Point. Bullet hard disk space, 16 GB hard drive for 32-bit, 20 GB for 64-bit with at least 15 GB of available space, additional 625 MB for voice text, and additional 300 MB for the American Heritage Dictionary pronunciation WAV files. Point. Bullet supported operating system, Windows Register 2003, Windows Server 2008, Windows XP, Windows Vista or Windows 7. Point note, while most of Kurzweil 1000 will work on older operating systems, there may be components or features such as form recognition and CD writing facility may not be available. Certain devices such as Book Courier, Bookport, and Roadrunner may not be supported. Point. Bullet Microsoft registered .NET framework. Note, if .NET does not exist on your system, Kurzweil 1000 installs it during the installation process. Point. Bullet the Kurzweil 1000 product CD. Point. Bullet CD drive. Point. Bullet Twain compatible flatbed scanner. Check the Kurzweil Educational Systems website, worldwidewebkurzweileater.com, for a list of compatible scanners. Recognizing and reading currency requires a color scanner. Point. Bullet sound card, Creative Lab Sound Blaster registered compatible 16-bit or higher with speakers. Point. Bullet full-size keyboard and or a 17-button keypad. Point. Point Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 3, what's in the product package. Point. Point before installing Kurzweil 1000 are some important notes for consideration before installing Kurzweil 1000. Point. Bullet ensure that you have administrative privileges to install Kurzweil. Point 1000. Point. Bullet the installation is designed for the novice computer user and there will be two options presented to you, one which uses a screen reader and the other which uses the Kurzweil 1000 voice, provided. During the installation process, Kurzweil 1000 will ask you to specify which you would like to use. In addition, note that the installation process is self-explanatory, and Kurzweil 1000 provides help throughout the process. Point. Bullet after installing Kurzweil 1000, you must register the product. Your sessions are limited to 2 hours, until your registration is successful. If after 30 days, you have not registered, you will no longer have the full product. Point. Bullet, if you plan on installing voice text, there are 2 things you should be aware of. You must install Kurzweil 1000 first before installing voice text, and you must uninstall any older version of voice text that may be on the system. At the beginning of the installation procedure, Kurzweil 1000 automatically checks for the existence of any older version of voice text on your system. If there is one, Kurzweil 1000 asks if you want to automatically remove it. Point. Bullet, if you have an earlier version of Kurzweil 1000 on your system, we recommend that you uninstall it before installing version 12, although it's not necessary to do so. Point. Bullet, there are a couple of situations in which you may not want to uninstall. For instance, you may not want to uninstall version 7, if, for, point, part 1. Installation, you want to keep Real Speak English, or uninstall version 8 or earlier, if you want to keep the RTK Hawk engine. Point. Bullet, if Kurzweil 1000 version 12 is already installed on your system and you attempt to perform an install with the product CD, a message will indicate that it is already installed and you will then have the option of modifying, uninstalling or repairing the current installation. Point. Bullet, note that Kurzweil 1000 does not install scanners. Use the scanner manufacturer's instructions to install the scanner card, software, and the scanner itself. If you already have Kurzweil 1000 installed and you are installing a new scanner, it's not necessary to reinstall Kurzweil 1000. Point. Bullet, check for the latest information on the installation process from the product release notes in the readme.txt file on the Kurzweil 1000 product CD. Point. Bullet, depending on your system and the options you select, installation may require up to 15 minutes. Point. Point Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 5, installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12, and installing Kurzweil 1000 and install an earlier version of the product, use the following procedure. Note, however, that, if you want to continue using RealSpeak or RTK, do not uninstall. Point. 1, first open the start menu from the Windows taskbar. Point. 2, go to the programs menu and select Kurzweil Educational Systems. Point. 3, from the Kurzweil Educational submenu, choose and install Kurzweil 1000. Point. Point installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12. Point, there are 2 options when installing Kurzweil 1000. You can use a screen reader or the Kurzweil 1000 voice, provided. By default, Kurzweil 1000 installs in your C drive. If you want to use a different drive or system folder, you should use the screen reader installation method. Point, if you want to use the voiced installation, you must exit any screen reader first. Point, before you arrive at the place in the installation procedure, where you must choose between these 2 methods, the steps are the same, and we'll cover them now. Point. 1. Make sure you have administrator privileges. Point. 2. Shut down all applications. Make sure your speakers are plugged in, and set the volume to comfortably hear the screen reader. Point. 3. Place the Kurzweil 1000 CD in your system's CD drive. The auto-install process begins. If it doesn't, choose Run from the 6. Point. Part 1. Installation, Windows Start menu. Type your CD drive letter, followed by backslash setup.exe, then press Enter to start the setup program. Point. For, if Kurzweil 1000 detects an older version of voice text voices, it asks if you want to automatically uninstall it. Press the Enter key for yes. Press the Escape key for no. Be aware that you must first uninstall any older version of voice text in order to install a new version. Point 5. Next, Kurzweil 1000 asks you to choose between voice installation or screen reader installation. To use the Kurzweil 1000 voice installation, press the Enter key. To use the screen reader installation, press the Escape key. Point here the installation process diverges. This guide presents the voice installation first followed by the screen reader installation. If you are planning on using the screen reader, skip over the following section. Point note about .NET install. Point because Kurzweil 1000 requires the .NET framework, the Kurzweil 1000 installer checks for it. If it does not exist on your system, the installer will install .NET first before installing Kurzweil 1000. The .NET install could take about 15 minutes. Point Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 7. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12. To install Kurzweil 1000 using the voice installation. Point this procedure assumes that you have completed the preliminary steps and have pressed enter to use the voice installation. Before continuing with the installation, however, note the following keyboard keys and their numeric keypad equivalents, which you can use throughout the voice installation process. Point. Bullet enter key or accept, top right key on the keypad, for yes. Point. Bullet escape key or cancel, top left key on the keypad, for no. Point. Bullet F1 key or the help and status key, bottom right corner on the keypad, for help, Kurzweil 1000 repeats the prompt. Point. Bullet backspace key or rewind, leftmost key in row 4 on the keypad, to go back to the previous prompt. Point. Continue the voice installation with the following steps. Point. 1. A prompt asks, if you want to modify the installation options, press escape to perform a default installation, or enter to modify the options. The default installation installs Eloquence trademark US and UK voices, Scansoft recognition engine, Fine Reader recognition engine for English, the dictionary and various other options. Point. If you chose to customize your installation options, the system asks if you want to install the following items. After you hear the item's name, press enter to install or escape to not install it. Eloquence American English. Eloquence British English. 6 Eloquence European languages. Finally, you'll be asked about bilingual dictionaries and additional Fine Reader selections. Point. 2. Next, the system asks whether or not you want Kurzweil 1000 to start automatically each time you start your system. Press 8. Point. Part 1. Installation, enter, if you do not want Kurzweil 1000 to start automatically. Otherwise, press escape for auto start. Point. 3. Press enter to confirm your choices and proceed with the installation. Point. 4. Sometimes computers need to be shut down and restarted in order to complete an installation. If that is necessary, a prompt will ask whether you want to restart your computer now or later. If you choose later, remember that in order to start Kurzweil 1000, you should restart the system first. If you elected not to have Kurzweil 1000 start automatically, you can use Ctrl plus Alt plus K to start Kurzweil 1000. Point. 5. At this point, you may remove the Kurzweil 1000 CD. Point. 6. Once Kurzweil 1000 starts up, it reads the license agreement. Press Enter to accept the agreement. Point. 7. Go to the section entitled, Registering Kurzweil 1000, to register the product. Point. Point to install Kurzweil 1000 using the screen reader. Point this procedure assumes that you've completed the preliminary steps and have pressed escape to use the screen reader for installation. Continue the installation with the following steps. Point. 1. You will be asked if you want to install certain language dictionaries. Point. 2. If you aren't using a hardware speech synthesizer, press enter to continue. If you are using a hardware speech synthesizer, press the up slash down arrow key until you hear the desired selection, then press enter to continue. Point. 3. Next is the request for customer information. Here, type your username. Point. Point Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 9. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12. Point. 4. Next, press the tab key to go to the organization name text box. This is an optional entry. If you are using Windows XP, there is an additional option, install this application for anyone to use, or only me. Tab to go to this option, and select the anyone to use option. Press enter to continue. Point. 5. Next, specify if you want a complete or customized setup. Complete is the default option. Point. If you want the complete install, press enter and go to step 8. Point. 6. If you'd rather customize your install, or want to place Kurzweil 1000 on a different drive than the default C drive or in a different folder, press tab to select customized. Point. The custom setup dialog opens. The custom option installs just the files you leave selected in this box. The following are changes you can make. Point to remove the feature files you don't want, use the up slash down arrow keys to go through the list, stop when you hear the name of the file you don't want and press the space bar key. You'll hear, this feature will not be available for selections that are removed. You cannot remove main files, as they are necessary for Kurzweil 1000 to function. Point to change the drive or location in which to place Kurzweil 1000, select main files, and then press tab to go to the change command. Press enter. In the change dialog that opens, type the name of the desired drive and or location, or press Shift plus TAB to select another location. Press Enter to close the dialog. Point. When you are done customizing the setup, press Enter to continue with the installation. Point. 10. Point. Part 1. Installation. Point. 7. Next, the system asks whether or not you want Kurzweil 1000 to start automatically each time you start your system. Press Escape for auto start. Press Enter if you do not want Kurzweil 1000 to start automatically. Point. 8. The system may prompt you to restart the computer. If it doesn't, or after you have restarted your computer, you can use Ctrl plus Alt plus K to start Kurzweil 1000. Point. 9. Once Kurzweil 1000 starts up, it reads the license agreement. Press Enter to accept the agreement. Point. 10. Go to the section entitled, Registering Kurzweil 1000, to register the product. Point. If you want to install voice text, you can find the instructions after the information on registering Kurzweil 1000. Point. Point. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 11. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12. Registering Kurzweil 1000. You first install Kurzweil 1000. It is in demonstration mode. In this mode, all features will be available, but each session is limited to 2 hours. After 30 days, the product expires. To use the full product right away, it's important that you register. Point. Before you register, here are a few things you must do and know. Point. 1. Consider how you want to register. You can register online through the software, if your system has an internet connection, or by telephone. Point. 2. Also have the serial number ready. We provide this in both print and braille in the following places: on your certificate of ownership card enclosed with the documentation packaging, this is a square card with the upper right corner cut away, on the outside of the product box, and on the CD holder. Point. If you are upgrading from version 7, 8, or 9 to version 10, you should use the same serial number with which you registered previously, and the system will remember that number for you. Point. If you are upgrading from an earlier version than version 7, you will receive a new serial number. Point. If you purchased multiple Kurzweil 1000 licenses, the serial number for the set is the same. Point. During the registration process, you can type or scan the serial number from any of the sources mentioned above. Point. 3. Note the Kurzweil 1000 customer service contact information. In the US and Canada, use 1-800-894-5374. For international calls, use country code 781, area code 2760600. Each one of the registration methods is straightforward, but if after repeated and successful attempts, you still need assistance, please call us. Point. Point 12. Point. Part 1. Installation, preliminary registration steps. Point. 1. In Kurzweil 1000, open the help menu. You can use Alt plus H. Then press G to select register. Point. The first of multiple registration dialogs opens. Some of the dialogs you'll use during the registration procedure have the next and back commands. Press Alt plus N or the Enter key to go to the next dialog and Alt plus V or Escape to go back to the previous one. To get from one item to another, press the Tab key. In the first dialog, your cursor is in the serial number box. Point. 2. Type in or scan the serial number. Point. If you've registered before, the serial number box already contains the number. Point. Otherwise, to scan the serial number, place the certificate of ownership card, product box, or CD holder face down in the top left corner of the scanner. Press the Tab key until you hear Scan. Press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 scans the serial number directly into the serial number box in this dialog. Point 3. Press Tab then press Enter to open the next dialog box. Point. Kurzweil 1000 asks you to select the registration method you want to use. Your cursor is in a list box and the options include. Point. Online or telephone. The online option is the default. Point. Use the up or down arrow to select the desired option. Point 4. Press Enter to open the next dialog. Skip to the instructions for the registration method you selected. Point. Point. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 13. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12, registering online. Point. To use this method, your system must have an internet connection. If you have a firewall, it must be configured to accept internet access requests from Kurzweil 1000. Otherwise, you will receive messages from the firewall indicating that an unauthorized application is attempting to use the internet. You will need a screen reader or an assistant to configure the firewall, or you may call Kurzweil 1000 technical support. The numbers are 1-888-995-9905 or 1-800-894-5374. Please listen for and press the Kurzweil 1000 technical support extension number. Point. 1. After selecting online registration, one of two things can occur. Point. Point. Bullet. If you have an existing serial number, and it is associated with only one account, Kurzweil 1000 congratulates you and tells you that you have been automatically registered. It then asks if you want to update your account information. If you answer yes, Kurzweil 1000 automatically fills in your account information in subsequent registration screens. Make the desired changes and press Enter to complete registration. Point. Bullet. Otherwise, a dialog opens with the cursor in the account type box. Point. 2. If a dialog opens, you can select new or existing in the account type box. Point. Select new, if you are registering for the first time or with a new serial number. Then go to step 3. Point select existing, if you've registered before. Go to step 3. Point select existing, request information, if you've registered before, but have forgotten your password. Press enter. Point 14. Part 1. Installation. When Kurzweil 1000 finds your information, it sends the details to your email account. Check your email for the information, then begin the online registration process again. This time, select existing in the account type box. Point. If Kurzweil 1000 is unable to find your information, you may have to call Kurzweil Educational Systems Customer Service at 781-276-0600 or toll free at area code 800-894-5374 in the US and Canada. Point. 3. In the account name text box, type your account name. Then tab to type your password in the password box. Point. If you are creating a new account, pick a unique name that's easy to remember, such as your email address. After typing your password, tab to retype it in the confirm password box. Point. Note, it's a good idea to note this information for future reference, as when you upgrade to the next version. Point. 4. Press enter to connect to the Kurzweil Educational Systems online registration page. Point. The system verifies that you are online, the server is up, the account exists, and that the password is correct. If it finds information that is incorrect or incomplete, it prompts you to make the necessary changes. Point. Your cursor is in the first of a few online registration dialog boxes. The system prompts for information that is mandatory. Point. 5. Provide or change information. Press enter to proceed through these dialog boxes. Point. 6. Press enter when you are done. Point. If registration is successful, Kurzweil 1000 congratulates you. The full Kurzweil 1000 product is now activated. Point. Point. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point. 15. Installing Kurzweil 1000 version 12, registering by phone. Point. 2. Notes regarding phone registration. Point. Bullet. If you are installing and registering Kurzweil 1000 on multiple machines, then we recommend using the system's code worksheet at the end of the guide. You can note the system's codes, serial numbers and lock codes, which can greatly expedite the registration process. Point. Bullet. Customer service representatives are available to take your registration between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. The customer service telephone numbers are 1-800-894-5374 in the U.S. and Canada plus area code 781-276-0600 for international calls. The phone registration process follows. 1. Type the unlock code number. 2. Press enter. Point. 3. If registration is successful, Kurzweil 1000 congratulates you. Your Kurzweil 1000 product is now activated. Point. 16. Point. Part 1. Installation. Point. Point. Installing voice text and pronunciation files, voice text install. Point. The voice text CD contains Paul and Kate English speaking voices. It's important to note that you must first install and register Kurzweil 1000 prior to installing voice text. If Kurzweil 1000 detects an earlier version of voice text on your system, you will receive a message asking you if you want Kurzweil 1000 to automatically remove the older version. If you answer no, be sure to uninstall it using the following procedure. Point. 1. Open the Start menu from the Windows taskbar. Point. 2. Go to the Programs menu and select the Kurzweil Educational submenu. Point. 3. Choose and install the voice text program. Point. To install voice text, simply follow the prompts. The voice text CD uses a voiced installation. Point. Point. American Heritage Pronunciation Files Install. Point. Place the product CD containing the American Heritage Pronunciation Files in the CD drive. Go to the Add Pronunciation Wave Files folder and click Setup.exe to launch the install. Point. Point. Kurzweil 1000 Installation and New Features. Point. 17. Installing Kurzweil 1000 Version 12. Exploring Kurzweil 1000 may want to explore the following helpful resources. Point. First, in the readme.txt file in the root folder of the CD, you'll find information on the latest features and changes in Kurzweil 1000. Point. The second is the / extras folder, which contains applications that some of our customers have found to be useful. 18. Two tips for new users. There are a couple of ways to learn how to use Kurzweil 1000. Point. Bullet. Go through the new users wizard topics included in the product. The wizard appears upon Kurzweil 1000 startup. However, you can also access it by pressing the following key combination, Alt plus H plus W. Point. Bullet. Or you can browse the online help manual, accessible by pressing the following keys, Alt plus H plus O. Point. This tips chapter, however, is designed to give you a jump start. Point. Keep it or menu. Point. There are two different approaches to using the Kurzweil 1000. If you are comfortable with a computer keyboard and already use Windows applications, you might want to use the Kurzweil 1000 menu user interface. Point. If you want a simpler introduction to the product, start by learning the numeric keypad user interface. There are built-in help systems and documentation for both approaches. You may not want to limit yourself to one or the other. If you are a Windows user and like using the computer keyboard, consider using the keypad interface as a way to quickly access frequently used functions. Point. Point. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point. 19. Using the numeric keypad. Using the numeric keypad. Point. The most important key on the keypad is the help and status key in the lower right corner. To find out a key's function, tap the help and status key, then tap a key you want to identify. Point. To get a longer, more descriptive explanation of a key's use, tap Help and Status, then press and hold down the desired key. Point. Some keys have different functions when they are shifted. You can get help on a key shifted function by tapping the Help and Status key, then holding down the Shift key and pressing the key for which you'd like information. Point. Four other frequently used keys are: Point. Bullet Start and Stop Scanning. It's the long vertical key above the Help and Status key. Point. Bullet Start and Stop Reading. It's the long horizontal key in the lower left corner of the keypad. This key also acts as a shift key. Point. Bullet Cancel, in the upper left corner, cancels an action that requires confirmation. Point. Bullet Accept, in the upper right corner, completes an action that requires confirmation. Point. At any time, you can get help from the online manual by holding down the shift key, the long horizontal key in the lower left corner of the keypad, and pressing the Help and Status key. Point. 20. Point. Part 2. Tips for new users using the menu system. Point. The following are general notes about using the menu system. Point. Bullet pressing the Alt key on the keyboard gives you access to the main menu bar. Point. Bullet you can then use the left and right arrow keys on the keyboard, not the keypad, to move among the main menus. As you move to each menu, Kurzweil 1000 speaks the menu name. Point. Bullet use the down arrow key to open a menu and move through its items. Kurzweil 1000 speaks a message if an item opens a dialog, if it has a submenu, or if there is a shortcut keystroke. Use the right arrow key to access a submenu. Point. Bullet to select a menu item, press the Enter key on the keyboard. If the item has a dialog, that action opens the dialog. Point. Bullet to get information about a menu item or any part of a dialog, press the F1 key. Point. Bullet to access the online manual, select Open the manual from the Help menu. Point. There are also mnemonics, or letter keys that you can press with the Alt key, for speedy selection of menu items. For instance, pressing the Alt key, then the letter H key for the Help menu, and the letter O key for Open the manual opens the Kurzweil 1000 online manual. As you become familiar with the Kurzweil 1000 menus and their items, using mnemonics will become second nature. Point. Consider memorizing shortcut keys for menu items you use frequently. Shortcut keys are 1 to 2 keys that you press to perform an action. For instance, the F5 function key starts and stops reading, the F9 key starts and stops scanning, and the F1, Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 21. Using the numeric keypad, key provides help. You can also use standard Windows shortcuts such as the Control key plus letter O to open a file. Point. Another useful Kurzweil 1000 specific shortcut is Shift plus F9 to recognize currency. While reading, the following shortcuts can be very handy: F12 and F11 increases and decreases reading speed, respectively. Control plus D to find the word. Control plus F lets you find text, and Control plus G takes you to a desired page. Point. For a comprehensive list of shortcuts, use the quick reference from the Help menu by pressing Alt plus H, then Q anytime, while you are using Kurzweil 1000. Point. Once you have opened the manual, you can, of course, just read it using F5. But since it is a lengthy document, you might prefer to use an index. Press Ctrl plus R to access a list of bookmarks. You can move among those bookmarks with the up and down arrow keys. Bookmarks have a structure like an outline. The topmost level will contain chapter titles. You can burrow deeper into the details of the chapter by pressing the right arrow, which takes you to subchapter titles. When you have found a subject that interests you, press Enter, and you will be taken to that section in the manual. Finally, Ctrl plus F, or Find, allows you to search for a word or phrase in the manual, or in the list of bookmarks. Point. Point 22. Point. Part 2. Tips for new users, starting and shutting down Kurzweil 1000 are 3 additional helpful shortcuts to know. If you do not have Kurzweil 1000 starting up automatically, when you start up your computer, you can start Kurzweil 1000 by pressing Ctrl plus Alt plus K. Point. To shut down Kurzweil 1000 using the keypad, press the Cancel key twice, followed by the Accept key. To do so with the menu system, use the Exit menu item under the File menu, or Alt plus F, and then X. To power off your computer, which you can do only through the keypad, press the Cancel key 3 times followed by the Accept key. Point. Finding help and information. Point. Wherever you are in the product, Kurzweil 1000 provides audio feedback through the verbosity feature and the messaging system. However, the following is a short list of the many ways in which you can find additional help and information. Point. Bullet the F1 key gives you information about the current control. Point. Bullet the F2 key provides help for the current dialog box. Point. Bullet for the online help manual, press Alt plus H, then O. In the manual, you can use bookmarks and the Find feature to go to and or search for the information you want. Press Ctrl plus R to access bookmarks. You can move among bookmarks with the up and down arrow keys. Bookmarks have a structure like an outline. The topmost level will contain chapter titles. You can burrow deeper into the details of a chapter by pressing the right arrow, which takes you to subchapter titles. To go to a desired subject, press Enter. You can use Ctrl plus F, or Find, to search for a word or phrase in the manual, or in the list of Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 23, finding help and information, bookmarks. Note that on the keypad, pressing the Shift, the long horizontal key in the lower left corner of the keypad, and the Help and Status keys opens the manual. Point. Bullet. There's also a quick reference, which provides a comprehensive list of shortcut keys. Press Alt plus H, then Q to open the quick reference. Point. Bullet. If you want information about the version of Kurzweil 1000 that you are using, press Alt plus H, then A. Point. Bullet. A good way to find help is through fellow users. You can do this by signing up for the Kurzweil 1000 email listserv. Go to the following webpage. Point. http://worldwideweb.kurzweiligo.com/support_listserv_signup.asp. Point. Or send an email to imailsrv@kurzweiligo.com. Point. The body of the message should contain one line. If you are sending the message from the email account that you wish to use for the list, the message should simply read, as follows, subscribe K1000. Point. If you intend to use a different email address for the list, then the message should read, as follows, subscribe K1000 followed by the email address. Point. Bullet. You can also search archive questions and answers. Go to. Point. http://worldwideweb.kurzweiligo.com/support_listserv_search.asp. Point. 24. Point. 3 version 12 new features. For the most up-to-date feature information, refer to the README file on the product CD. Point. The following is a summary of what's new in version 12. For complete details, go to the online manual by pressing Alt plus H plus O where applicable. Search keywords are provided for you to use in the online manual. Point. Bullet. While you may not notice any difference, the internal structure of Kurzweil 1000 version 12 has been overhauled and now uses Microsoft .NET framework. The intent is to make it easier for Cambium Learning Technologies to develop features for the product going forward. Point. Bullet. Note that Kurzweil 1000 version 12 now supports 64-bit operating systems and Microsoft Windows 7 operating system. Point. Bullet. As always, Kurzweil 1000 has the latest Docker engines, FineReader 9.0.1 and ScantSoft 16.2. The new ScantSoft version includes recognition languages from the SAMI family. Point. Bullet. An especially exciting new feature is the new user wizard, a set of topics that introduces and walks new users through a number of Kurzweil 1000 features and preference setups. It appears, Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point 25. When you start up Kurzweil 1000, but can be disabled and accessed from the help menu by pressing Alt plus H plus W, search, new user wizard. Point. Bullet. Currency recognition has been updated to support new bills. Note that currency recognition now requires a color scanner. Point. Bullet. New features and enhancements in reference tools include, 1. Updates of the American Heritage Dictionary and Rogers Thesaurus. To the ability to find up to 114 of your previously looked up entries, and last but not least the addition to dictionary and thesaurus lookup of human pronunciations and anagrams. When you press the pronounce button in the lookup dialog, Kurzweil 1000 uses a human voice to speak the word you are looking up. The anagrams button presents other words that use the same letters found in the word you are looking up. To use the pronounce or anagram features, you must have the American Heritage Dictionary pronunciation WAV files from the product CD installed on your system. Search, anagrams button, pronounce button, point. Bullet. Phrase corrections and pronunciations are now supported in version 12. You can apply corrections and change pronunciations for more than a single whole word, such as filet mignon. Search, edit corrections, edit pronunciations, point. Bullet. There are two new reading shortcut key combinations. Shift plus F11 lowers volume, while Shift plus F12 increases volume, point. Bullet. Several new features are now part of audio file support. First, if your system does not have an MP3 encoder needed to convert to audio files, Kurzweil 1000 provides one from the web during the audio file creation process. This requires internet access. Second, you can save MP3 and WAV files in DAISY 2.02 format, which retains bookmarks. Third, hit rate and sample rate have 26. Part 3. New features been added to the Create Audio File dialog, enabling you to opt for specific settings, rather than using the default rates for audio quality. Another very exciting feature is Add to Playlist, which lets you add the audio file you created to your Windows Media Player or iTunes playlist. In addition, you now can have Kurzweil 1000 report on where you are in an audio file, how many seconds have been read, and how many seconds remain. Search, creating and playing audio files. Point. Bullet. Bookmark access from the file open dialog, as suggested to us by a user, lets you open a file directly at a selected bookmark. In file open, press the right arrow key for a selected file. If it has bookmarks, you can use standard bookmark navigation and press enter when you reach the bookmark you want. Search, opening a file at a bookmark location. Point. Bullet. Speaking of bookmarks and files, in version 12, if you open in an encrypted PDF file, Kurzweil 1000 collects the file's bookmarks, allowing you to go to its bookmark pages. If a bookmark description matches text on the page, Kurzweil 1000 takes you to the first instance of that text. Point. Bullet. There are several new features and enhancements for working with image files. First, you can recognize a subset of or range of pages for an image file. When you open an image file, such as PDF or TIFF, you can specify all pages or a range of pages. Second is the ability to save recognition of a multi-page image or PDF file and resume recognition at a later time. Search, save recognition. Point. Bullet. A third image file feature is image compression for CUS files that contain grayscale images. To use this feature, select threshold for the grayscale images setting in the configuration settings dialog. While image compression can greatly reduce the size of Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features 0.27.28. Your file, it may also have an effect on the display and recognition quality. To use the image as is, select keep as is, which is the default. Bullet another image file enhancement is the automatic naming of a .ttf, .gif or .jpg file. When opening and saving those files, Kurzweil 1000, by default, uses the name of the original image point file. Bullet show image has been remapped and renamed image display on the tools menu. There are three options for image display. Show image displays the image full screen. Show both image and text displays a split screen with the image on one side and text in the other. Hide image shows text only. Page navigation works in image views. Bullet user devices to send to is a new feature that enables you to send files to devices that emulate a disk drive on a PC. Search user devices. Also for the send to feature, there's the addition of email client approach when sending to an email recipient is selected. By default, the option is set to MAPI and is the recommended first attempt. If MAPI doesn't bring up your email client, you can now select mail to protocol. Note that the latter setting rarely supports email attachments. Bullet Kurzweil 1000 now supports translations via the Google Translation Engine. In order to use this feature, you must have internet access from your computer. The feature is accessible from the online menu and is available, whether or not you have a document open. Search, getting a translation. Bullet the new searching using regular expressions feature allows you to perform concise searches and global changes in a file by using a regular expression, which is a pattern that describes it. Part 3. New features, certain configuration of characters. Search, searching using regular expressions. Bullet on the application side, there are a couple of new developments to report. First, the calculator application in the standard view now has a history read-only text box that logs your calculations as you work. You can clear the stored calculations by using the clear all button. Bullet the second feature is a new utility called CockReutil. If you have a multi-core processor on your machine, you can use CockReutil to convert image documents into formats that are not directly supported by Kurzweil 1000. The list of formats depends on the recognition engine chosen. In addition, you can recognize files and files in folders automatically and silently. Before using CockReutil, however, there are trade-offs to consider. Corrections, for example, will not be applied to each page. You won't be able to edit or read the document, as it is recognized. Bookmarks will not be captured for PDF files. And the resulting document won't be in CUS format, though most of the choices will produce output that can be converted to CUS by opening them within Kurzweil 1000. Search, CockReutil. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features 0.29, additional changes and enhancements. Bullet table recognition and table reading have been clarified. The reading setting table identification has been renamed table reading to better represent the function. A new setting has been added to the recognition settings dialog, called table recognition to indicate recognition of tables. Bullet the menu item named re-recognize all pages under the scan menu has been changed to re-recognize multiple pages with a change in the mnemonic from a to you. This opens the range dialog in which you can specify pages to re-recognize. Bullet in files and folders, there are a couple of enhancements. The file dialog now shows hidden files and folders if this setting is enabled in Windows Explorer. When you create a new folder, Kurzweil 1000 places it under the current directory rather than placing it in the My Documents Kurzweil Educational System directory. Bullet in the print dialog, there is now an option to fit image to paper. By default, Kurzweil 1000 fits the original image to the paper size you are using to print. The resulting image is usually smaller than the original. Disabling this option may result in loss of parts of the image, particularly along the bottom and right edges. Bullet copy list view lets you copy any list, including tree view ones, to the clipboard. Bullet in the audio spooler dialog, you can now delete the current job. Bullet on the product CD, there is a new documentation folder containing product documentation in multiple file formats, such as PDF, BRF, and MP3. Wondering what we might include in the next version? Have an idea for a new feature or an enhancement? Use the Kurzweil 1000. Part 3. New features, listserv. To sign up for the Kurzweil 1000 email listserv, go to http://worldwideweb.kurzweilego.com/support_signup.asport. Send an email to inbailsrv@kurzweilego.com. The body of the message should contain one line. If you are sending the message from the email account that you wish to use for the list, the message should simply read as follows: subscribe.k1000. If you intend to use a different email address for the list, then the message should read as follows: subscribe.k1000 followed by the email address. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features 0.31.32. Systems code worksheet. If you are installing and registering Kurzweil 1000 from multiple machines and are using the phone registration option, completing the worksheet provided on the next page before calling customer service can help to expedite the process. As you go through the installation process, note these numbers for each machine. They are necessary for obtaining a corresponding unlock code, which you will then need to activate each installation of the software. Point space is also provided on the worksheet for the location of each machine, and for the corresponding unlock code which the customer service representative will provide to you. Point for complete details and instructions on product registration, and specifically, registering my phone, go to installation and registration at the front of this guide. Point. Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features. Point. Systems code worksheet. Point machine location serial number systems code and lock code. Point. 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 Systems code worksheet. Point machine location serial number systems code and lock code. Point. 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 Kurzweil 1000 installation and new features.